They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, it's a pleasure to stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Betty Martini, and we're going to be talking about a program that is poisoning our children. Basically, aspartame was originally designed as a biological warfare agent, made of a phenylalanine and then the aspartic acid that breaks down into methanol and formaldehyde. It's extremely toxic, and of course, it was originally designed to, as I say, as a biological warfare agent, and then they found it was sweet, and they decided to begin putting it into our food. And for 15 years, why people at the FDA fought the effort to include this poison in the food supply, and then, of course, during the time of the Reagan administration when they were coming in, they simply fired a lot of the people in the FDA, brought in their own people, put aspartame into about 5,000 to 6,000 food substances here in the United States, many of them targeted at our children, and began a process of progressively poisoning the people, not only of America, but throughout the world. And with that as the background, Betty Martini, thanks so much for being with us and for everything you do. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Stan. Glad
to
be back
with you. Tell us what's happening.
Pardon?
You tell us what's going on as far as your effort to expose the danger of aspartame.
Well, let's start with some good news. a new report has come out by Ajinomoto that aspartame sales have plunged considerably. And that lets us know, you know, if people won't buy it, they can't sell it. And this is the first time I've seen this admitted. So that's some good news. Some other news is, as most people know, that aspartame causes birth defects. And Dr. Woodrow Money, who just wrote a new book, While Science Sleeps, has in there a chapter on autism and how he attained four different studies, the original studies, that showed the birth defects, and has found that the FDA made a deal with G.D. Searle not to let the public see this, to hide and seal them. And I understood that much earlier on when Jerome Bresler, while he was alive, asked me to find two studies that had been struck from his report, the Bresler report, and sure enough, they were birth defect studies. And he said, this information is vital to get to the public. They need to know why there's an epidemic of autism. So now Dr. Walton is doing a study on mothers who used aspartame and what people can do that did this is, first of all, to go to my website, www.mpwhi.com, and you'll see on the banner a form that Dr. Walton wants you to fill out, and you can send it either to me at BettyM19@manspring.com or directly to Dr. Walton at rwalton192@aol.com. And this is going to go a long way in exposing all these defects like cleft palate. That was shown on the original studies. And, you know, all this was kept from the public. Imagine using this product, you know, and mothers never knowing that this is what's causing birth defects. I think the worst case I ever saw was where a woman used Diet Coke on during three pregnancies and has three autistic children. So it's a very serious thing. And if we have listeners that have used it, we hope you will get involved and do this. Also, a report just came in just a few minutes ago, and I sent it to you. It's labeled Study, Doctors Using Dangerous Steroids on Fetuses, an Experiment to Reduce Intersexuality. And people don't realize that aspartame is also an endocrine disrupting agent. That's why it causes so much infertility. It stimulates prolactin, changes the menses, and causes infertility. And then if a woman gets off of it and then gets pregnant and gets back on it, it's also an abortifacient and a teratogen causing birth defects, mental retardation. So it's a serious thing. And, of course, a lot hasn't been written about endocrine disrupting agents and homosexuality, but that's what endocrine disrupting agents do. And I'm going to put out a report by some doctors so people can understand what is going on. But there's not been any medical science on these dangerous steroids on fetuses. I mean, this is very, very tragic, but you can see what comes from all the problems that aspartame has caused. And also, as far as news, the European Food Safety Authority has prolonged the review in Europe on aspartame, asking for studies on dicotylpiperazine, the brain tumor agent. And I don't know why now, or just the fact they want to prolong it. DKP, dicotylpiperazine, is the brain tumor agent, and that's one of the major reasons that the FDA originally revoked the petition for approval, because it caused so many brain tumors, and G.D. Searle was found excising those brain tumors and then putting the rats back in the study. And after that, when they died, they'd resurrect them on paper. And this is one of the reasons that the FDA tried to indict the manufacturer, but both U.S. prosecutors hired on with a defense team. And the statute of limitations expired, so they got away with it. So this is the kind of problems that have gone on. But just think, this has been 30 years, and I can understand what Dr. Vigo told me. He said they, in 2010, his environmental organization met with the European Environmental Association and also the Dallas Clinic. And in their meeting, they said that by the year 2013, and remember, that's next year, he said there would be no children born in the Western world that didn't have some version of autism. And he's talking about learning.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question for Betty, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Network, our guest this morning, Betty Martini, and certainly we're just talking about how they're poisoning the children. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. High government officials know what they're doing. There have been efforts all throughout the country in state legislatures to outlaw this poisonous substance, and of course they come in with their lobbyists and spend millions of dollars to bribe the politicians so they can continue their process of destroying the lives of our children. Go right ahead, Betty.
Okay, and also, I'm glad that you brought that up, Dr. Stan, because September, we're using, usually you hear about Aspartame Awareness Weekend, but we've changed that to Aspartame Awareness Month, and that's this coming September, which is not very far away. Because one of the things we want to do is really expose the FDA and have people write to their congressman. Because usually what happens is a victim has all these symptoms and finds out it's aspartame, and they write the FDA, and the FDA sends all this propaganda back. And they write their congressman, and they write the FDA, and they get all this propaganda back. And then when citizens' petitions for ban are written, they completely disregard them. I've had one since 2002. And then finally an attorney said file an imminent health hazard, because that way they have to answer in a week and 10 days. That was filed in 2007. And that's the only one that... The reason I got a telephone call from the FDA telling me it doesn't have to happen, that it's not going to happen, I says, you know, you have to answer that in writing, and people are sick and dying all over the world. He said, so what? We have to depopulate. So what happens is...
They actually told you that we have to depopulate?
Absolutely. And the thing of it is that what they do occasionally... at least two times in the past 10 years, they send me a note and say the reason that, you know, we haven't answered this is that we have more important things to do, and give a regulation. Now, for Aspartame Awareness Month, what we want people to do is to write their congressman and then send, after they write the FDA, and let them know that this is all propaganda. Mark Gold wrote an incredible report. All the propaganda answered with medical references. It's on www.doorwaywithoneo.com, or put in Doctors Speak Out. And you'll see Mark Gold's article with everything that industry and the FDA says, answered with medical references to show you that it's that it's all baloney. In other words, they will say there's more menthol in oranges than in aspartame, but they won't tell you that in oranges it's accompanied by ethanol, which is the classic antidote for methanol toxicity and takes it out of your body, and it also binds to pectin. So that's no reference to aspartame, which doesn't have any ethanol in it, and it's free and converts to formaldehyde, which was shown in the TROCO study, which proved that aspartame embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And recently I was advised that funeral directors are now using 25% less formaldehyde because it's not needed. The bodies are pretty well preserved because people are using aspartame. So this is the kind of information that we want to do in September and get people advised, to write these letters so that the FDA can be exposed that they are not doing their job and that they have known all along about aspartame, because they were the ones that tried to indict them for fraud and revoke the petition for approval. And, of course, we know that getting it on the market was due to Don Rumsfeld calling in his markers and President Reagan actually writing an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about aspartame until he could get Arthur Hull Hayes there, who overruled the Board of Inquiry and put this deadly poison on the market. And even after that, there were three congressional hearings, scientists outraged, victims talking about seizures and all the kind of going blind and different problems like this. The MS was, began being so prevalent, but certain senators like Orrin Hatch were given money at the time by Monsanto, and the bill by Senator Metzenbaum never got out of committee. So that's the way things go with the politics of it all, and nobody cares what it's doing to the human race.
Now, why hasn't some lawyer taken this case on a class action basis and brought this forward?
Well, what lawyers have told me is they are so powerful. As you know, aspartame is very addictive, and they have bottomless checkbooks. And they say that unless you have tobacco attorneys, you have millions and millions of dollars. It's like a third war trying to fight them, and you have to have sufficient funds. As far as the aspartame victims themselves, they're disabled, out of work, lost their homes, families, and have these, you know, very high medical bills. So, you know, until some attorneys come forward, and there have over the years, but no one has really gotten serious about it. There was one attorney in Oklahoma, and he filed six cases, and then he wrote me, and he said, look, they brought in their big guns to get this dismissed. If they dismiss them, we can never bring them back again. So he said that he dismissed them. So we have attorneys in New York who say they will take the brain tumor cases in New Jersey and New York, but that's all. And you have to remember, Dr. Stan, I've been doing this 20 years, and no attorneys except the ones in New York have even come forward. Although there is a place on the internet, if you put in aspartame class action, where they take the histories, and I don't know who these attorneys are, but evidently they're waiting to see how many cases they get to decide whether to do anything about it. But I've worked with so many attorneys, and they always end up saying they don't have the finances to do it.
And that's really it. Well, haven't they actually bribed some of the attorneys or some of the various officials, you know, to keep them from declaring that this is a deadly poison?
Oh, the things that have gone over, they always get to someone. I think a clear example of that is, you know, everyone knows that menthol blinds. You remember during Prohibition, how thousands went blind on it. So the Community Nutrition Institute and James Turner, the attorney, back in 1986, wrote a petition to ban it based on the fact that it was causing so many seizures and blindness. And they took that all the way to the Supreme Court. And, of course, that was a few years before my time, and I asked why, and they said, well, it was an attorney who, a judge, rather, they got to the judge. It was a corrupt judge is what I was told, and so it never went anywhere. So you may go so far as even FDA people back then said they were getting ready to take it off the market, but at some point, they will get to somebody, and because somebody's always got their hand out, and they'll take money. They just simply don't care that this can even affect them and their children and grandchildren. You know, if you offer money, they take it, and that's really a shame. So exactly what happened in that particular case, but they always get to somebody. I testified before the New Mexico Senate and House. And one thing, I wonder if they don't give free Diet Coke and such to these politicians, because Dr. Ken Stoller also testified with me, and he looked around and saw, you know, most of the Senate sipping Diet Coke. And he says, I don't think we're going to get very far with all you people drinking Diet Coke. He says, but have some mercy on the children, which, of course, they didn't. And everywhere you went, there were lobbyists and front groups all lying about it.
Basically, is it still in both Diet Coke and in Diet Pepsi?
Yes, it's in both of those, but it's in other drinks that don't even say diet, like Fresca. You know, they just put aspartame in so many things. And what is so horrifying is that Mr. Pape, who heads the National Yogurt Association, has petitioned the FDA to allow it in yogurt and dairy food without labeling. And this is illegal. Even Jerome Bressler, before he died, he said, Diddy, they can't do this. It's illegal. I said, the FDA does just what it wants to do. And I've written a Freedom of Information dated in 2010. This is another thing about the FDA, asking if they allowed it. They refused to answer the Freedom of Information.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And some of the cases of multiple sclerosis, which is so becoming increasingly prevalent, are related directly to aspartame. Taking aspartame and many of the degenerative diseases of the central nervous system, pathological obesity in children, infertility, and of course they can definitely demonstrate the relationship between infertility, decreased sperm count, all sorts of sexual dysfunction, all directly related to the poisoning of the American people with aspartame. And people say, this couldn't be true. Our officials wouldn't allow that. And the thing is that they were some good officials who tried to keep this out, but they certainly, if you fight the system from within, they will destroy you. Have you talked to any people within the government who've admitted to you that there's tremendous pressure being put on them to remain silent?
Well, you know, I've talked to the FDA people at expos, you know, whenever I've run into them. And I remember a certain conversations. One of them said to me, listen, your argument is with Don Rumsfeld, not with us. We know it's a poison. We did everything we could to indict the manufacturer, keep aspartame off the market, you know, revoke the petition for approval. And they should have listened. And it said, he said it was taken out of our hands. And as you know, Rumsfeld got it on the market. So now somebody writes the FDA and says, is aspartame safe? Well, we can't say no, it's a poison, but we approved it. And so we're put in the position to forward all that propaganda. And he says, our hands are tied because of what Rumsfeld did. That's the problem.
Right, and that's the same Donald Rumsfeld who took us into the wars in Afghanistan and then in Iraq. And he's an evil, evil, evil man. But he's, of course, part of this whole power complex that rules our nation. He's above the law, and he's killed millions of people. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What does aspartame do to children, other than certainly we know that there's an increased incidence of birth defects when mothers drink this during the pregnancy, but does it have any other known effect on children? Or the animal studies suggest it has an effect on children?
Well, one of the things that you don't hear as much about is the fact that because of the depletion of serotonin, it causes all these psychiatric and behavioral problems and interacts with all antidepressants.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, I have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Before we go on, Betty, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your two excellent websites, get your information, and help to get this information out so the mothers certainly can understand the danger to their children, so the pregnant women will stop taking this, so the people will stop utilizing this and destroying their health and their lives. Go ahead and get the information out on how people can get to your site and your information.
Okay, now my personal site is www.mpwhi.com. And if you forget, it stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And we also have information on www.dorway.com. If you want the aspartame resource guide and you want to be on a list or something, you can email me personally at BettyM1919@Mindspring, MindSpring.com. And we can go from there. And please do email me if you're someone who has used aspartame during pregnancy. This will help a lot if we can get the study going at this time. And you were asking, you know, about things that affects children. And Dr. Roberts says that, you know, with children killing children, you simply have to consider aspartame. You've seen all this violence in schools and wonder where in the world that it came from. And you remember, and you know, we have Sweet Misery, A Poison World that you have on your website, and also Sweet Remedy. Now, in Sweet Remedy, they interviewed the ADD people who said prior to using aspartame, they didn't even hardly use the term ADD and ADHD. And if you want to see what the difference is, you may remember, I'm sure you can Google it, is Miracle in Wisconsin, where the ADD people found the worst school they could that had dropouts, behavioral problems, learning problems, and they took out all these vending machines and diet drinks. And at the end of the program, it was considered the best school in Wisconsin. No more dropouts and no more learning problems. And it's become a precedent for other schools to follow. You really are, you know, what you eat. So there's so many things that are affected by children. And one of the things that's in Dr. Roberts' big medical text, you know, is an accidental study on children. Nobody would actually want to do one because of the harm to children. But in the Dominican Republic, Dr. Barrett was in charge of 360 small children, and he wanted to get them off of milk because of the prevalence of diabetes, which incidentally is precipitated by aspartame. But so he exchanged the milk for aspartame juice. And as he told me when he called, he said, you know, if even 50% of the children had all these problems where they couldn't pay attention, and anxiety and hyperactivity and all these problems, he said, maybe I would have thought. He said when almost 100% of all the children using it came up with all these problems, he said, I knew that the only change was the fact that they were given aspartame juice. And I said, well, doctor, you know, get them off of it right away. And then he called me back, you know, after they had been off of it several days, and said all of the children reverted to normal. Now, if that doesn't prove where all these problems are coming from, and that is in Dr. Roberts' medical text.
Okay, well, we do have a caller.
Have.
Who's calling in?
This is Jeff. How are you, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do have a question. You know, seems like here in Colorado, at least in school district 6, they feed our children breakfast free every day, and you don't have an option of whether they deliver it to the class. I was just wondering, do you think that they're putting aspartame in their meals as well at schools? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Another thing, Dr. Stan, is you know that we have to warn people also about Splenda, sulfate potassium caused cancer and leukemia in original studies, and Splendor is chlorinated sugar. It's like drinking bleach. And Dr. Bowen said, you know, if you go from aspartame to Splendor, what you're going to do is maintain the reactions from aspartame, pick up those from Splendor. And there is a safe sweetener called Just Like Sugar. And there, and it's simply, organic foods made out of chicory, which has been used for, 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and, orange peel and calcium and vitamin C from organic oranges. And now they're making, drinks for schools. That's alkaline water and organic, fruits and cookies and, many different things that are free of all this poisons that we see in the public. And they're, now in Whole Foods, or you could go to their website and you can click on your state and your zip code, and it'll tell you where you can get it in your state. And, soon it's going to be in a lot of other, grocery stores everywhere. So there is a way not to use this stuff. And the problem is that when aspartame is put in food, you don't know what you're eating, like in restaurants, or the food is processed, you know, and they had it natural and artificial flavors. So it's hard to, you just have to avoid processed foods in order to make sure that you're safe, because even Dr. Roberts said it is very, very difficult to avoid.
Well, of course, the caller called in and said you think they may be putting aspartame in the breakfast that they're serving children. There's no way to tell. Certainly somebody would have to check with the school and find out what they're doing. I wouldn't be surprised, but there's certainly no way to actually ascertain that without actually seeing what they're doing. A lot of people think that, well, this is great. Sugar is not good for you, so we're going to give the children aspartame. And actually, as far as I'm concerned, aspartame is far more toxic than sugar, as far as the children are concerned. It can have a profound impact on their minds, certainly on every aspect of their body, disrupting their endocrine function, decreasing
their... You're fading, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
I said you're fading. It's kind of hard to hear you. I know what you mean. I was in the hospital the other day, and I tried to find out what was in hot chocolate. I had been up all night with someone, and I was falling asleep, and I thought, well, I'll just drink a cup of hot chocolate. I can't find any ingredients, and sure enough, it had aspartame in it, and came up within about 15 minutes. And, of course, I went, you know, all over the hospital giving out information.
Hold that thought. Telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Ken here, our listeners' morning. This is Betty Martini. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And basically, this poison is used, and they call it aspartame, they call it NutraSweet, they call it by many different names, but it is still the same biological warfare agent originally designed to kill people that is being given to our children all across America. In fact, children all throughout the world. Betty, are there any of the countries in other countries where they've banned aspartame?
Well, they banned it in Romania because it causes cancer. And the Philippines have tried to get it banned. And different states, you know, like New Mexico and Hawaii. But the problem is because of the politics of Ajinomoto, they can't do it. Even in Japan, which is where Ajinomoto is, the safe food people there say that as much as they are hated, they can't do anything. He said, finally, I'd written a letter to Ajinomoto saying, you know, why don't you tell the truth, answer these questions? And so they said they had sent it to him, and the first time they did, they refused to answer. Then they sent it to him again, and they said, we don't have to answer it, it's been proved safe. Then the third time, they sent it to him again, and I love this translation from Japan that says, we just ain't gonna. And they sent that to me, you know, through the mail. And so they said they have tried everything, even to get it out of Japan, and have been unsuccessful. But again, these are the politics. And
very, very powerful people. But also, there is a population control agenda.
Well, we know who's running the world, don't we?
We sure do. Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susie. How you doing?
You know, I'm that aspartame, and also, Betty, I'd add MSG to that list.
Of course.
You know, I tried to educate people for years and years and years on aspartame and MSG. I have a dear friend who's a recovering alcoholic. I even sent her the chapter in Dr. Roberts' book about how it turns to methyl alcohol. She could care less. Anyway, I'll tell you what. For that caller that called in and said that they're serving free breakfast, you just march right on into the kitchen, because they all come in huge boxes and huge cans, and you read the label. And if you don't like the label, then you pitch a fit and tell them why you ain't allowing your kid to eat breakfast at school, and I'd include lunch there, too. I wouldn't touch that food. I never let my daughter eat food at school. If we don't change this soon enough, we're just going to have a bunch of degenerates coming up in this world, because their brains cannot learn. When you're killing off more brain cells with MSG and aspartame, then you can build. And, I mean, some of the stuff that they're feeding these babies are full of it, too. The baby formula. Oh, my gosh, you better read a baby formula can as of lately. You wouldn't believe the crap in there, and I'll get off and listen.
God bless. Thanks.
Thank you for doing what you're doing, both of you. Bye.
You're absolutely right.
March into that school kitchen. And if you have to make an appointment with the principal first, then do it. I've found the best way to get into a school is go unannounced, and then you'll really find out what's going on.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very
Bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
I know one thing
okay,
that will help
caller.
Because
Who's
we know
caller?
Of these problems is that I was able to get
hey,
the expert.
Dr. Stan? Betty, repeat that sweetener that she referred to.
Just like sugar?
Well, no, you mentioned Splenda? A sweetener with chicory in it.
Oh, just like sugar.
Yes.
Just like
okay.
sugar. You can get on their website, justlikesugarinc.com.
Got it. Thank you, Betty.
Uh-huh. But we know about the problem, so this is why I asked all the world experts to write articles on how aspartame destroys the brains of our children. And when you get on mtwhi.com, scroll down on the banners and you see report for schools. And it's very impressive. We use that in Chicago and got it out of the grammar and middle schools. So it is working. And we have it all in one Microsoft document. It's long, but you can send that to your principal, PTA, teacher, anybody in the school system, and it will help tremendously. And, you know, I know what she's saying is true. You know, when Dr. Olney, he was the one that originally was able to get it out of baby food, but he wrote a paper that you can read to the Board of Inquiry that's like 49 pages long, and he told the FDA that birth defects were given. And he explained about how MSG compounds the problem of aspartame, because MSG is an excitotoxin and aspartic acid in aspartame is an excitotoxin. And I don't know if you have Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, but in this book he goes into aspartame MSG. So the FDA agreed with Dr. Olney, and as you know, originally revoked the petition for approval. But even after Rumsfeld approved it, the FDA told Dr. Olney, look, no child will ever get aspartame, because they at that time wanted to help. Now, aspartame is in pediatric vitamins. It's in pediatric prescription drugs like pediatric Augmentin, which is penicillin. Then they go to the store and get chewable Tylenol, all these other products that have aspartame in it. And think of these small babies with a small heart and how aspartame causes sudden cardiac death. And you understand about SIDS death. Some of them are from vaccines. Some of them are from aspartame. We have an aspartame case on web. So, you know, they've done everything possible, and now you can understand the problems with children because the FDA has allowed.
We're out of time, Betty. God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is dark. And this is one of the great tragedies of our time, but it's simply another example of the diabolical influence in our society today. There is a population control agenda. If you haven't seen my talk, Population Control, the Covert Agenda, you need to get it, you need to watch it, you need to duplicate it, you need to get it out. Now, as far as aspartame is concerned, we carry two DVDs put out by Corey Brackett, who had multiple sclerosis, was confined to a wheelchair, had double vision, could barely speak. And, of course, she got off her aspartame, her Diet Coke, and she's made a beautiful recovery. Well, the DVDs are called Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedied. If you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy, but they're both excellent. Then we have two DVDs put out by our good friend Dr. David Kennedy, who's a dentist. Each one has four segments on it. They're made so that it can be shown independently on television. If you have cable television, it will show it. And people begin to understand the terrible consequences. And basically went all over the country interviewing people, and each one of the segments there is an interview. We went to China, and you can see the difference in the children in the schools there. But anyway, there's so much material. You need to get those two DVDs put out by Dr. David Kennedy. And then, of course, those deal with fluoride. So it's Sweet Remedy, Sweet Misery. And then, of course, you need to get certainly Dr. Kennedy's DVDs are excellent, but they do deal primarily with fluoride. You need to get my talk on fluoride as well. So they're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our water. My talk on fluoride is called The Hidden Agenda. Comes with a syllabus, excellent syllabus. So they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning the air, too. You need to get the DVD by Rosalind Peterson called Geoengineering, going into the fact that they're spraying aluminum. So they've added aluminum to the jet fuel so that you see both contrails and chemtrails. Some are for spraying, some are jet fuel exhaust, but we're creating cloud covers. We're altering the climate, and they know how to create droughts. They know how to create storms. Brzezinski talked about that in his book. In 1970, between two ages, Zygmunt Brzezinski organized a trilateral commission. Foreign policy advisor for Jimmy Carter, foreign policy advisor for Barack Obama before he became the president. Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the most evil men in our society, openly talks at the bottom of page 57 of his book, Between Two Ages, about how we're going to be able to create storms and droughts, and boy, they're doing a great job creating droughts in the central part of America today. And we're going to see soaring food prices and shortages next year, and soaring prices of meat and chicken and the other things. They're killing off the cattle now because they have nothing to feed them with, and there's going to be real shortages next year. If you'd like to get the material we have, Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're having our all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 21st of October, and we hope there'll be the contingent we usually have in Colorado. Remember, you make your reservations now. You get special rates on hotels by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.